Hello.
Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote. Not
definitely
very likely.
Vote.
Okay. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat,
Republican.
No party affiliation? Okay. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Graduate school.
And is any member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background, yes or no?
No.
And what is your main racial background?
White, I guess.
And what is your age, or your category, 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
56 to 65.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten up on the ground track?
Right now, things are terrible.
Okay, ground track. And from the following list, which issue should the governor and the state legislator focus on most to help you and your family? I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important, illegal immigration, housing and property insurance cost, taxes, climate and the environment, the economy and jobs, abortion, crime and public safety, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, K-12 education, access and cost of healthcare, or local growth and development.
You said the governor and the state legislature?
Local growth and development and...
No. I said, you said state government or federal government? In the beginning, the question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Which issue should the governor and the state legislator focus on most to help you and your family?
Okay, the issue. So the governor and the state legislature, well, the state has nothing to do with inflation or immigration or any of that stuff. State has to do with crime and safety.
Okay, crime and public safety. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for Democrat, probably for Democrat, definitely for Republican, or probably for Republican?
I would have answered this question differently, but now completely for Republicans.
Okay. And now, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president? Strongly approve?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove? Okay.
Strongly
and
disapprove.
Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
Approve.
Strongly approve or just somewhat?
Somewhat approve.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Donald Trump did as president?
Strongly approve.
And you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion
okay.
or have never heard, yes?
Okay, I got to put you on hold for a second. I got to start my car. Hold on.
Oh, no problem.
Are you there?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me okay? Hello, can you hear me okay?
Hello?
Hello?
I didn't.
Can you hear me okay?
You're going to give me a list of people.
Yes. Can you hear me okay now?
Yep, I got you.
Okay. Now, so just four names. The first one, Maxwell Frost. How would you rate Maxwell Frost? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Unfamiliar.
Okay. Susan Palencia. Do you recognize the name? Susan Palencia?
Yeah.
Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Nate Douglas? Do you recognize him?
Unknown.
Nate Douglas? No? Never heard of?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
And the last one, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. How would you rate Alexandria Ocasio?
Psychopath.
Very
unfavorable.
Okay. And you will
not bad looking. Not bad looking, but extremely unfavorable.
Okay. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're 45% on. Thank you so much for your help. You will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming November election. If the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Reform Party candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or another party's candidate?
Donald Trump.
And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Definitely.
And now, among a smaller list of candidates, if the election for president were held today, for whom will you vote, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
And will you say you are definitely voting for Trump or probably?
Definitely.
Lastly, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote, Nate Douglas, the Democratic candidate, or Susan Plasencia, the Republican candidate?
The Republican candidate.
And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Susan Plasencia, the Republican candidate?
From those two alone, I would vote for the Republican.
Okay. And all other things being equal, which of the following candidates will you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? I have two options. The first one, a candidate who is in elect office and wants to use the experience to deliver for your community, or a candidate who has never held elect office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform a state government. The first one or the second one?
Probably the first one.
And compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
I've been fortunate. Mine's gotten better, but most people have not.
Okay. And over the last 4 years, there have been many things that have put financial stress on Floridians. Inflation has driven up the cost of groceries and everyday items. Gas prices are higher, interest rates are at record levels, and property and car insurance premiums have been drastically increasing. If forced to choose, who do you blame more for these higher costs? The President Joe Biden and the Democratic policies coming out of Washington, D.C., or Republicans who control the state government in Tallahassee?
I'm going to say the Democrats.
Okay.
Because most of those things the states don't control.
And you will not be given a...
Insurance.
Okay, thank you. And you will not be giving a statement about each of the candidates running for Florida State House. After guard, please indicate which candidate you will be more likely to vote for. The first one, Nate Douglas, a proud African-American progressive who wants to stand up to the extremist MAGA Republicans and drastically change things in Florida, better represent the needs of underserved groups like minorities, immigrants, young people, and members of the LGBTQ community. To achieve this, Douglas supports things like raising taxes on the wealthy, canceling student loan debt, and creating a Green New Deal for Florida. Or Susan Plasencia, a Hispanic woman who believes that dysfunction in Washington, D.C. is an embarrassment and is making things worse for everyday Americans. As your state representative in Tallahassee, Susan Plasencia is a public servant who fights for good ideas to help people, not a politician who serves herself. Plasencia has consistently worked with both Republicans and Democrats to deliver things like middle-class tax cuts, teacher pay raises, insurance reform, and relief for seniors. So, Nate Douglas or Susan Plasencia?
Again, between those two, Plasencia.
Okay. If you knew the following statements about Susan Plasencia were true, would it make you more likely or less likely to vote for Susan Plasencia in the election for Florida State House of Representatives? If it will make no difference, you can indicate it as well. And we're almost done with the topic. This is basically the last part. We're 75%. Again, thank you for your help. So the first one is, Susan Plasencia believed that every child deserved the same access to a world-class education regardless of their zip code, which is why Plasencia voted to the largest expansion of school choice in the state history, so more parents can send their child to the school that best meets their needs, all at no additional cost. After hearing that, much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less? Or the statement makes no difference to you?
Probably doesn't make any difference.
Okay. As a single mom, Susan Plasencia understands the risk our children face online. That's why Plasencia supported a law to create online protection for children from predatory social media companies that have made our children addicted to their dangerous sites. After hearing that, much more likely to support her, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Susan Plasencia believes rising property insurance costs is the biggest problem facing Florida right now, and both Republicans and Democrats are to blame. To lower our property insurance bills, Susan Plasencia wants to take bold action like creating an insurance fraud task force to help root out corruption and profiteering, and require big insurance companies to return a percentage of their profits to their customers in the form of lower taxes, lower rates, sorry. Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less? Or makes no difference?
I'm going to say it makes no difference because the problem with the, well, it doesn't matter what the problem is, but
okay.
For your purposes, it makes no difference.
And the last three, Susan Plasencia knows that Floridians are having a harder time keeping up with the rising grocery prices and insurance rates. That's why Susan Plasencia voted for a record tax cut of $4.2 billion, including permanent tax cuts on baby supplies like cribs, diapers, and strollers. Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less likely, or not different?
No difference.
The last two, like many long-time resident in your community, Susan Plasencia believes that growth and development have gotten out of control. Plasencia supports resident-led efforts to limit commercial and residential development in suburban and rural areas. After hearing that, more likely, less likely, or makes a difference?
No difference.
The last one, Susan Plasencia believes in protecting and strengthening public education in Florida, which is why Plasencia voted for record increases in public school funding as well as for an additional $2.5 billion for teacher pay raises. Much more, somewhat more, less likely, or not different?
Somewhat more.
Just somewhat, okay? And now thinking into account everything you just heard, if the elections for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Nate Douglas, the Democratic candidate, or Susan Plasencia, the Republican candidate?
Susan Plasencia.
Will you say you are definitely voting for Susan Plasencia, the Republican candidate, or probably?
From those two, yes, definitely.
Okay, and you will now be giving some more statements about Susan Plasencia. Will it make you more likely or less likely to vote for Susan Plasencia in the election for Florida State House of Representatives? If each will make no difference, you can indicate it as well. The first one, Susan
Plasencia. You told me that was it now. Come on.
Yeah, we're 85% now. This is just 3 minutes. It's just three statements now.
Put me down for no difference for all three.
I can't. I need to read everything verbatim to help me out. I will try to go as fast as I can. Thank you, sir. My first one, Susan Plasencia, is a radical extremist who votes for Florida's 6-week abortion ban and has repeatedly voted to restrict women's reproductive rights. After hearing that, much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference?
No difference.
Susan Plasencia is an ultra-MAGA Republican who stands up with Donald Trump and the violent January 6th protesters and criminals who tried to overthrow our democracy.
That's
no
bullshit.
Different, much less likely, or somewhat less, or more likely?
More likely to vote for.
Okay, much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
The last one, instead of working to solve actual problems like affordability, public education, and threats from climate change, Susan Plasencia is a rubber stamp for Governor DeSantis' radical culture war agenda that targets minorities and members of the LGBTQ community. After hearing that, no difference, much less likely, somewhat less, or more likely?
That too is bullshit, so I'm going to say more likely.
Somewhat more or much more likely?
Somewhat more.
And if you knew the following statements about Nate Douglas were true, will it make you more likely or less likely to vote for Nate Douglas in election for a state, for Florida State House of Representatives? If, again, if it will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. And this is the last part of the survey. Nate Douglas is a 24-year-old with little life experience and support radical policies like backing the Supreme Court, making Washington, D.C. a state, and eliminating ballot security measures. Douglas has based his entire campaign on these issues, which failed to address the real problems that people in their community are facing, like raising property insurance rates, inflation, growth and overdevelopment, neighborhood safety, and preparation for hurricane season. After hearing that, you're less likely or more likely to support him?
Less likely.
Much less or somewhat less?
Much less. Much less.
Okay. Nate Douglas has repeatedly criticized people he disagrees with, calling them fascists, Nazis, and racists, and even criticized black people who have different political views than him. Douglas' rhetoric demonstrates he is unfit to effectively serve your community in a state government. After hearing that, make no difference, less likely to support him or more likely?
Less likely.
Much less or just somewhat less?
Much less. Much less. Much less.
And the last three, Nate Douglas supports radical environmental policies that aim to completely eliminate gas-powered vehicles, will raise energy costs by billions of dollars and make America less energy independent.
Less likely. Much less.
And the last two, Nate Douglas supports canceling student loan debt, meaning that taxpayers, many of whom did not go to college or already paid off their college loans, will be forced to pay off these loans instead of the student who took them out.
Much, much less.
The last one, Nate Douglas has supported defunding local police departments, supports cashless bail, which allows suspect criminals to be released before their trials, and wants to remove liability protection for police officers.
Much, much less.
And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Nate Douglas, the Democratic candidate, or Susan Placenta, the Republican candidate?
The Republican candidate I would vote for.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay, and could you please tell us how long have you lived in Florida? 5 years or less, between 6 and 10 years, between 11 and 20 years, or more than 20 years?
63 years.
And regardless of who you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else?
Donald Trump.
And when you vote for candidates for political office, will you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote for Democrat, usually vote Republicans, or always vote Republican?
Historically, I've usually voted for Republicans, but not always.
Okay, so usually vote Republican, is that correct?
Yep.
And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political belief?
Conservative.
Somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us, and thanks again for your help. Have a great day. Thank you for your patience.
All right. You're welcome. What do I win? Nothing?
Your opinion is extremely important for us. But thank you so much
All right.
for helping. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.